two blind squirrels. Lick them and stick them. You don't like
that's
that?
That's not a good image. That's not a good...
You don't like that? Walks downstairs alone or in pairs?
Scratch and sniff.
Okay, scratch and sniff.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than celebrity books about special needs kids.
It's better
than 7-Eleven Slurpee lids.
It's better
than when somebody always ups your bid.
You know what I hate? When you get one of those big, gigantic 7-Eleven cups, right? And you put it down and you get it all, it's good and it's hot in the summer and you get the gigantic straw, right? It's like 2 foot long and it's only like so thin, you know.
Oh yeah,
like you pop a blood vessel trying to get fluid up it, and then so you got that sitting in your car, yeah. And it's in your mug holder there, your cup holder.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right, and you're driving down the road, and you're away from 7-Eleven. You're going down the road, and you reach over to pick it up, and you pick it up, and the lid, the cheap cup just collapses around the lid, right?
Yeah.
And comes off after you got it about 6 inches up already.
Oh.
And it just falls down and then hits everything and the splashes up and gets your ceiling tile, your ceiling all spotty, and you just like it's like an ordeal. I mean, you gotta go get your entire car detailed at that point. It's like an $80 cup soda full of Coke.
It's better
than winning something you didn't really want.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
On today's show, what are we going to talk about? Oh, something.
Two blind squirrels in the morning.
What were we going to talk about? We just talked about it before, and then we were going to talk about it, and then we didn't.
Did we talk about it?
I don't know. We had something picked out. We were going to talk about it, and then.
I don't know. We talked about a lot of things.
I didn't remember what we said we were going to talk about. Did have a good Christmas yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yes,
good.
I love Christmas, man.
I am all over the Christmas.
And you know what? It is
slobberbone.
Yeah, it is. It is good to watch the kids.
Well, it's all about the kids.
Yeah,
it's all about the
kids.
But when you're
a kid and your parents said, you know, it's more for the kids than it is for the adults.
Yeah,
you're like you don't get that because you're like, what?
That's stupid.
It's stupid. but did you think that way because you're a kid?
Yeah, but don't say that to your kids.
Don't say that.
No, they want to feel like it's everybody's, you know, and it's true. It's the gifts are more for the kids than the adults. But Christmas is just as much for the adults as the kids.
Oh yeah, it's for everybody, man. For everybody. Sure. I'm just saying, you know, it's just different.
It's different.
Their excitement.
Oh yeah.
Is something where you get to.
You get to really watch and remember.
Yeah. Because nobody, you know, I don't run to the Christmas tree for socks.
What? What do you mean?
What?
Well, I do.
Do you?
Sure.
Yeah, but you get those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
the things on the bottom with the grippy things on the bottom. Oh yeah, man, some nice socks.
I got to tell you though.
Yeah.
I mean to mention this.
Yes.
The little fuzzy ball on the back, on the heel.
Yeah.
It's got to go.
Well, I can cut that off, and then we can, like, you know, throw it back and forth and stuff.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
You know, I totally forgot that we were going to talk about something. I was into the show already.
Show it, didn't you? Show. Let's do. Are you prepared to do Bushytail Awards, or do you want to wait and do that tomorrow? Did you have all your awards together? You got them all thought about?
Well, remind me what the Bushytail is. Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's like the best movie you saw all year, the best book you read all year, the best song you heard all year, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be a movie that came out this year. It's just a movie you saw this year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So those are the Bushytail Awards. You want to wait till next show to do those? We can do we can do what did we do? There was one we were going to talk about. Oh, my brother got married. We can do that.
Oh, yeah. You know
that's what we were going to do.
You know why they slipped it? Because it's not actually on the sheet.
It's on the run sheet.
No, it's not, is it? Where?
It's right under where it says Buford to say.
Oh, here it is. Clown shoes.
No, not clown shoes. It says my brother got married.
So how was that? Being in a clown wedding.
It wasn't a clown wedding. The only clown there was me. It was a good wedding. It was pretty. It was nice. It was casual, but yet it was a really good mix, because it's the only wedding I've ever been to where I felt completely comfortable. And at the same time, I mean, I was wearing a tux, but at the same time I was comfortable, because the way they did it was they set up two rows there was a one big room, and we had the reception in the same room as we had the wedding. And they had they only had two rows of seating at the front of the room. And those two rows were just for family only. Everybody else sat at tables, for the wedding.
Okay.
Which is very unusual, but it worked because it was real nice.
You don't usually sit at tables?
Not for the wedding. You sit in pews or...
Oh, tables at the wedding.
At the wedding.
The wedding, I'm sorry.
So everybody was pretty comfortable because we were sitting at tables. Everybody was sitting at tables, and they didn't have anything to eat, but they had drinks. They had water and tea you could drink there. So while you were waiting, you know, for the wedding to start or whatever, so, which is pretty nice. I mean, I wasn't involved in that because I wasn't the best man at the wedding. But still, it had a comfortable feel, but everybody was still dressed up.
You shouldn't be so hard on yourself.
I'm sorry. The best man. That was the best man. I couldn't figure out why she was marrying him. I asked her. I said, if I'm the best man, why are you marrying him? And she says, because you're already married. I was like, oh, okay. That's a good answer. Good answer.
Nice. Politically correct.
So it was casual. It was comfortable. It wasn't casual. It was comfortable,
casual,
but yet
comfortable.
Very elegant.
Okay.
So, it was at a Hilton hotel, and so the service was impeccable. I mean, there was like five.
Like a Paris Hilton?
No, not Paris Hilton. It was in Texas. It was in Dallas, not in Paris.
You know, her family owns those.
Who?
Paris Hilton.
No, not in Paris.
It's the Hilton
not
family.
In Paris, Texas. In Dallas, Texas.
No, Paris Hilton.
Not in Paris. In Dallas.
Okay. All right. She still owns those, you know.
Who?
Paris Hilton.
Not in Paris. In Dallas. Get through your head. Yeah, we could be here all night. So the wait staff was just incredible. They were just great. I mean, they were everywhere, and yet they
were completely
serving us. They're waiting on us, not waiting for us.
Oh.
And so it was great. So that was good. When she turned and walked up the aisle.
It's a beating.
It's a beating to get out of any conversation with you. When she turned and walked up the aisle.
Yeah.
Everybody, of course, turns and looks at her.
Oh, yeah. That's
you're
good.
Right.
Yeah, good.
That's when I took the clown nose out of my pocket. And put it on my nose.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
And so she's looking at me.
Yeah.
And everybody else is looking at her.
Did she notice?
No.
she didn't notice.
She was busy walking down the aisle. She was trying not to fall or trip over her dress.
Well,
her dad, though, was leading her, you know, had her in the arm.
Yeah.
And he was leading her down the aisle. And he saw me. Now, here's the...
That's funny.
Here's the crux, okay? Yeah. He looked at me.
It's in Crocs?
No, she was wearing high heels.
Oh.
And he, I felt like, gave me a look.
Like, don't?
Like, don't ruin my daughter's wedding.
Oh, did he? Oh.
He gave me a look. And so, about the time, then I realized everybody else was starting to turn, you know, as she walked by.
Yeah.
And were starting to look. I mean, they're still looking at her, but they were starting to look my way. So, I just reached up quickly and took it back off.
Yeah. But, you know. Like you're picking boogers or something.
Sure. And it was, very nonchalant. And so I put it back in my pocket. Well, after the wedding, she said, because my mom noticed it, And so, because my mom had her eye on me the entire time, or actually probably don't care, but anyway. So, after the wedding, you know, it gets brought up that I did this, and I think maybe even her dad brought it. No, I don't think her dad brought it up, because that's what confused me, because he goes, yeah, it was great. It was really funny. And I'm like, you didn't think it was funny, sir.
That's not what your face
He's the clown, you know.
Yeah.
But she didn't see it. She's, oh, I didn't see it. He's, yeah, he did it. It was really great. I was like, okay. Well, I didn't want to take away from the wedding, so that's fine. She said, you should have left it on. I was like, no, I didn't want to take away. Everybody would be looking at my nose. You know, it was your moment. I just wanted to give you a laugh. But anyway, so.
That's pretty funny. See, did you take any pictures with her?
Yeah, then after the wedding, everybody took a picture with the clown nose on.
Oh, okay.
Because there were cameras on everybody's table. And
that's good, because it's a part of, you know.
It's a part of who she is.
I think so. Yeah, it's good. It's part of that whole thing. Her family's clowns, right?
Right. Let me tell you something.
Are they actually clowns?
Yeah.
I mean, like, they make a living being clowns?
No. No, they don't do it for a living. They do volunteer work.
What?
It's volunteer.
Like the fire department?
Yeah. They do the fire department, fire safety.
Volunteer clowns. They get dispatched on like a... like,
sure, yeah.
Like
call goes
rotating
out.
Rotating call?
There's a siren, a special siren that goes off.
Yeah.
You ever heard the one that goes, woo, 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 woo? You heard that one that goes off sometimes?
No, but it was fun to watch you make it.
Okay. when that one goes off, all the clowns have to come into the fire department.
Oh.
And dress up like clowns, right? Wow. And go down the pole and land on each other's heads and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, they all go pack into the...
Sure.
Yeah,
they pack into the little Mini Cooper. And he actually drives a Mini Cooper.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
No, he does not.
He does. The license plate is LAFS.
Hey, red lights, does he jump out and run around the car?
Yeah. Right when he gets in front of the car, he jumps straight up in the air, and his legs go back and forth twice, and then he lands, and then he comes back around the car.
I totally have a mental image of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and he always, whenever he puts it in gear, he's actually got it installed in there, so whenever he puts it in gear, it goes, beep, beep. So it's like, meep, meep, meep. No. So.
Do you wear like one of those flower lapels and stuff?
Oh, yeah, with the squirts water.
Yeah, yeah.
So
seriously, though.
No, he's not the Riddler. He's a clown.
A volunteer clown. I don't understand. What do you?
That's what he does. He does fire safety.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So he goes to
parades.
Schools.
Yeah, schools. And
does he get paid for that?
No, it's volunteer. Dude, what does volunteer mean? Do you look it up? I don't think you understand.
I don't understand the value in the volunteering of the clown, though.
They do it for free. It's for free. It's a hobby. You know what? They're a little into it. They're like a little too into it.
Yeah.
Like they have birthdays for their clown characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like this character was born on this day.
These people are freaky.
And they talk about them. This is the weird part.
Are they nice?
No, they're very nice people.
Okay,
they're very nice people.
So
when they talk
out.
About the clowns, they talk about it in the third person.
Really?
Like, I forget her name. It's like Jessica is her name. Jessica was born on such and such. You know? Oh, this is Jessica at the thing. I'm like, it's you, right?
Like a Cabbage Patch doll or something?
It's a clown. It's a clown. Cabbage Patch. Dude, do you know what a clown is?
Yes, I know what a clown is. But you talk about it in a third person. It's not a
They talk about, like, this is Jessica when she was helping with... I'm like, wait, isn't Jessica you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is Jessica when she was doing... I'm like,
yeah.
So this is you? Well, yeah, I'm yes. But they always talk about it in a third person.
Yeah,
it
like
freaks you out.
Yeah.
And then you're like... And then they'll say other stuff like... well, Jessica did. I'm like, it's like they're a completely different person when they're this. And I don't.
Yeah,
I just completely don't understand that at all. When people are different characters, and then they talk about it in the third. It's just. I mean, it's like it's you.
Yeah.
But I just don't get that.
That's cool. I should. I'm like. I'm gonna start doing
it. I understand it completely, man. Because I got like three people rattling around in my head most of the time. My cousin was a clown. He was a rodeo clown. A little different kind of clown.
Yeah, that's a totally different occupation.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Are they volunteer too?
They called him Yellow Shorts. What?
Are rodeo clowns volunteer?
No, no, they get paid.
Oh, so that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they get paid.
Yeah.
If it's a real rodeo, I mean, if it's not one of those, FHA rodeos or something, you don't get paid for them.
FHA.
If it's a profit rodeo, if you buy and sell tickets and stuff, then yeah, you get paid for it.
Farmers House Association? What?
No, the Future Farmers of America, you know.
Oh, the FFA.
Or the 4-H, you know, whatever.
That's the FAA. That's different.
Anyway, so Yellow Britches was his name. He was a rodeo clown.
Yellow Britches?
Yep.
Who's that?
That was his clown name.
Who?
My cousin.
Your cousin was a clown?
Didn't I just say he was a clown? He was a rodeo clown.
Oh, okay. Did I get paid for that?
Didn't I come in at this point? Something. I'm going around in circles.
Sorry, I got mixed up.
Weird. My cousin's a little off, though. He got hit by a bull. He got horned right in the head, man.
Ow.
Yep.
He survived?
Oh, yeah. He lived. There wasn't anything up there.
Or didn't pierce anything.
No, he got horned right in the head, man. It poked a hole in his head right there, man.
Really?
Sure, about the size of a nickel.
You get paid for that?
Not for the hole. But, I don't remember why I came in here now. There was a story about him and then the yellow shorts and all. He wasn't very good because he was scared of cows. That's my point. He wasn't a very good rodeo clown.
You talk about the third person.
Because he was
talking
scared
about people
of,
in the third person.
He was scared of cows.
You're talking about people in the third person. That's what you understood that.
I understood it because he always did that. He always talked about Yellow Britches as though it was another person.
Yeah.
But it was really just him. Doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
I'm waiting for the point. What's the point?
The point is he was scared of cows. A rodeo clown scared of cows. That's funny, boy. That's funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was confused by all the... Yeah.
Anyway, he always talked about himself in the third person, and that doesn't make any sense at all. And then, he talked about this Yellow Britches character like it was somebody completely different, but it was him. And then he would always get all upset at... And then talk about show pictures, you know, and all that. And then there was a clown. But it's a rodeo clown. Now, is a rodeo clown a real clown?
I don't think they're as goofy. I don't know. You know, I've actually never been to a rodeo.
Because they actually have a purpose. I mean, they're out there to protect the cowboys, right?
Yeah. They're supposed to be a distraction.
What do you mean you never been to a rodeo?
I've never been to a rodeo. I've never. I've seen one on TV.
How long you been on this planet, boy?
Long enough not to see a rodeo.
I don't understand. You live in Texas all your life.
Yeah?
You can trip and fall into a rodeo.
Well, I'm glad I haven't.
How did you manage avoiding rodeos for 20 some odd years?
Well, I usually just don't go to them. It's worked out pretty well so far.
That's just the weirdest thing I ever heard. We put on a fish rodeo last year.
Fish rodeo?
Sure.
How's that work out?
Well, it didn't work out very well at all. The catfish riding competition was all washed up, and then the roping the bass was harder than we expected. But I tell you what did work out was some fish clowns. Them clownfish, we got some of them. You know them clownfish, them tropical clownfish, we got some of them going there. They worked out real well.
It was a clownfish.
Sure. All right. Well, listen, I got to go. I got to go call Yellow Britches and tell him he don't know what he's talking about. All right. See y'all later.
I like that clownfish piece.
You got to chuckle out of the clown. He wasn't going to leave, and I don't think he was going to leave until he made you laugh. So I'm glad you finally laughed. So that was my brother's wedding. Whew. All that. All that because my brother got married.
Was that one day? That was one day.
2 days. We had the rehearsal Friday night, and he got married Saturday morning.
It took 2 days to get married?
It's ridiculous, isn't
now,
it?
Now, what did you do? Wait, what did you do for the – what did you do for the – you're the best man. What did you do for the groom's thing? The bachelor party? Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have one.
We didn't have a bachelor party.
He went bowling.
Times have changed.
Yeah. That's what I said. All right. Well, originally he approached me to be best man, and I was very honored and everything like that. I said, and this was back in the summer, and I said, okay. I said, well, listen, we got to get together and do your bachelor party. Yeah. He goes, I don't want a bachelor. I don't want to go on any bars or anything like that. I said, well, I'm not going to take you to a strip club. It's not my
Christian
scene.
Christian man.
Yeah, it's not my scene. I said, well, we got to go out, paint the town red. you know, have a good time. He's like, I don't want to go to any bars. I don't want to go. I said, well, we'll go listen to some live music or something, you know. And no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go out without her. I'm when I go out, I go out with her. I don't want to go out with you. I'm like,
oh, nice,
you're killing me. I'm like, well, you got surely you got some other friends. We can all go out and hang out and tell stories. And no, I don't. And he says, why don't we just go do? I want to go do something I've never done before. Let's go bungee jumping or something. And I'm like, I don't want to go bungee jumping. It's dangerous and it scares me. It didn't make any sense. Anyway, he wanted to go bungee jumping, skydiving, or scuba diving.
Why didn't bungee jumping make any sense? I like bungee jumping. I think that'd be fun.
See, you think it'd be fun.
I think it'd be fun.
Because that means you've never done it.
No. You've been to bungee jumping?
You go to a rodeo. Go to a rodeo, and then we'll go bungee jumping.
You've been bungee jumping?
No.
Okay.
But I did jump off my roof one time.
How'd that work out?
With one of them bungee cords that you have in the back of the truck to hold the whole stuff down.
That's not the same thing.
I had that tied to my belt and then it was in the chimney.
That's not the same thing.
No, that hurts, dude. That hurts.
That's not the same
thing. And you know what else? Leaves a mark.
Yeah?
Yeah. So so I don't want a bungee jump.
Not the same thing.
No, what happened was It really happened on accident. I mean, I didn't jump off on purpose. I had the bungee cord attached to me to keep me from falling off the roof while I was putting the Christmas lights up there.
Oh, I see.
But then I slipped and it fell off the roof anyway.
I thought you did it on purpose.
No.
That'd be silly.
Yeah, that'd just be silly. So, you know what? It would have hurt less if I just hit the ground.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, I just hit the ground, broke the arm, it'd been fine. But no, I was stranded there, about 4 foot off the ground, still attached to the bungee cord. And then it finally popped loose. The metal thing came down, popped me in the head. I had a big old mark there. Still hit the ground. Neighbors drove by and laughed at me.
It's like a matter of seconds?
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like days. Kids were using me as a pinata. Throwing rocks at me.
That's good.
So listen, what was on my point? Oh, he wanted to go bungee jumping. He wanted to go do all this other stuff, and so I was like, well, we can go scuba diving maybe. He says, yeah, but it's going to be in December. I said, well, we go before that, and we can go someplace warm. I mean, well, let's fly down to Los Cabos. He's like, I don't want to fly. I'm flying on my honeymoon. I want to fly down to Los Cabos and go to Mexico.
Man, this is
difficult.
Yes, this is hard.
And so anyway, we decided on going camping. He'd never been camping before, which is another weird thing. How do you people go through life without rodeoing and camping and concerting? And it just freaks me out. Anyway,
I've never been to concerts either. Never been to a concert either.
I know. Okay. Freaks me out. So we go.
I haven't lived in the same town in my life though.
Well, you live in the same town all your life. You get bored. You do stuff, I guess. That's what it announced. So we decided on going camping. Well, then we get close to it, and he's like, oh, I got to finish school. I don't have time. It'll have to be next week. And we're like, all right, we'll go next week. And Dad wanted to come. He went, well, I want Dad to come. Dad on your bachelor? Okay, whatever. So we had all these plans, and they kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And finally, we went to lunch a couple of weeks ago, and he just said, hey, me and Dad are going to go bowling and playing pool. And we're going to do a batting cage if it's warm. If not, we're going to go bowling and play pool.
Oh, not all at the same, on the same day.
Yeah, everything on the same day.
Batting cages, bowling, and pool?
Well, they're going to go in batting cages if it's warm. If it's not warm, they're going to go bowling and play pool.
Oh.
On Friday, like during the day.
What?
Yeah, like during the day. Like they're going like at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Don't you work during the day?
Yes. Well, I didn't have any more days off. It's the end of the year.
Aren't you the best man?
Yeah. So I'm like, well, you're on your own.
This isn't working out very well.
No. Yes, and you're on your own. So he went and played pool and bowled with his dad. I'm like, okay. I tried, man. I tried. So, I mean, he wasn't mad at me about it, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny.
But, you know, anyway, so he is taking a real honeymoon to Vermont. So.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
What? Hmm? What?
Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont. Up there where, well, what's the name lives?
You mean Vermont.
What'd I say?
You said Vermont.
Yeah, that's where he's going.
Vermont.
How many times are you going to say it? Yes, that's where he went. He went up there to Vermont.
Did you say, okay, never mind.
I don't understand you sometimes.
It's cold up there. Why do you want to go up there? It's cold.
I know, in December, right?
Is it snowing up there?
Yeah.
Or something?
It's like 8, 12 inches of snow.
Hey.
Let's see what we got here.
Hey.
Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got. We have some messages.
If you hit the Apple tab, it switches between applications.
My brain! Just the thought of Brad naked singing Puff the Magic Dragon has seared my brain. I am in so much pain right now. Ouch. My...
That's funny.
Yeah, John Wilkerson. Why did he have to bring it? What did he? Oh, I remember. It was from a podcast.
I remember you said something. Yeah,
something like that. That's, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey there. This is Brian Bridges, and I heard
Hi, Brad.
Online on the forums that you were going to be on Todd Cochran's 24-hour podcasting thing. That's
yes.
great. I've
That's
been
right.
listening to his podcast, Geek News Central, for about a year and a half.
Oh,
he does listen. That from Hawaii usually.
Yeah,
and he's a great guy, and he's got a great podcast. He's got about 100,000 listeners, I think,
wow.
on a weekly basis. So you're probably in for some good exposure.
Oh, cool.
And I'm looking forward to hearing the show. I'll be praying for y'all and hope you do a great job. Talk with you later.
Cool.
Well, good. We can expose ourselves to hundreds of thousands of people. I'll be looking forward to that.
I don't think that's the...
What?
I don't think that's the term.
No?
No, we want to get exposure, but we don't want to expose ourselves.
I don't really see the difference, but okay.
Oh, okay.
And then there won't be I don't think there'll be 100,000 people listening at 5 a.m.
No, I doubt that.
No. And I seriously doubt that if they hear us, they'll actually like tune in to listen to us more.
I'll only be half listening either.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to be like at our best at 5 a.m. in the morning, you know. It's like whatever the coffee produces is what will happen. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, let's see what Ruth Ann has to say. Yes, what?
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say, I'm coming over. I'm coming over. I should come over here.
You're coming.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be on a phone, though. You're supposed to be on a phone. Oh, so we sit across each other on the same phone? You can be on a phone and I'd be on a phone?
We can do that. We're going to Skype in? How are we going to do it? How are we going to do the call?
No, it's on TalkShoe.
Oh, TalkShoe.
It's in the past, you realize that. Everybody who's listening, it was Friday. It was last Saturday morning.
Oh, so we're talking about it now.
We're talking about it ahead of time, but they're listening to it. It happened last Saturday.
Oh, right.
Because we time travel. We do the shows live. You know,
and then full time,
and in real time, but we have to get back in the machine and go back to our regular time.
Oh, okay.
Or we'll cause a riff.
All right, play Ruth Ann.
Okay.
Hola, my squirrel brothers and sisters in Christ, Bonita here with another prophecy and fulfillment. Messiah would be sacrificed before the temple was destroyed. Prophecy, and after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince they shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Daniel 9:26 KJV. Fulfillment. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Matthew 27:50-51 the KJV. Around 70 AD, the temple was destroyed in the sack of Jerusalem by the soldiers of Titus. The word never ceases to amaze me, how the Lord in his infinite knowledge was so wonderfully ties it all together. Blessings to you all. Now back to those ardillas hermanos ciego.
Very cool.
Hey.
She's dipping from the different translations there.
Yep. I guess so. What does that mean?
Huh?
Is that okay?
Oh, I like to hear all the translations.
Me too.
I like to see what different words say.
Sure.
Because, you know, words are very important. They mean things.
Sure.
So.
If you say so.
Well, I don't say so.
I mean, I hear you talking, but I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, nice.
Sure. I think tomorrow we'll do the entire show with English accents. What do you think?
I'm not sure that I can carry it the whole way, though.
Yeah, the whole 30 minutes of nothing but English accents. Really bad English accents.
You have like a Texas twang on the end of that.
I know.
See, my problem is I slip from Scottish to English to Rastafarian.
Yeah, it's not consistent. It's like trying to carry a tune.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, in a leaky bucket.
I'm international.
What you mean? International? See, I can't even carry it for 5 words.
Oh, rock, Governor.
Bloody hell. As long as I slur my speech and sound like I'm like cockney drunk, I'm going to be all right, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't know that you'll hit everybody, but you'll...
Oh, I'll hit everybody. Oh, I'll hit everybody. Well, this is all over. How many shows we got now? Like 850-something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to hit everybody. They're going to like it.
Take that.
And that. Happy New Year.
Not yet.
Well, it's getting there.
Okay.
Bye, Elskindias.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.